Behind every classroom door, there's a story. Welcome to Nawaz Podcast. And today, we're opening the biggest door of all, the principal's office. For our first episode, we're joined by the heart of the school, the one who keeps the chaos under control and knows every face in the hallway and somehow still smiles through it all. Please welcome our principal, Mrs. Bhuvaneshwari Subramaniam.
Hi Huda, how are you?
We're super excited to have you on Nawaz Talks. Thanks for making time to join us. We're thrilled and maybe a bit nervous to have you here. But let's kick things off and start with something fun.
Thanks for having me here.
So since you're here, let's dive in and, you know, get to know our principal. So let's get started with our first segment, which is known as the double take. So this is kind of like a rapid fire and you have to answer the question. You can't take time.
Can I pass the question?
No, there's no such option.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's hard then.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep it easy for me.
We'll see about that. Okay. So the first question is, if you had a superpower to use only at school, what would it be?
Superpower? No, I'm not talking as a principal, okay?
No, you're not.
Okay, fine. Then whatever the children should learn, it should happen just like that without children sitting with the books.
Yeah. Exactly.
No instructions at all in the classroom. They just sit with a book. Everything gets in. They get sent in.
Perfect. Let's introduce
it. God willing.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is, if a student bumps into you outside of school, which version of you are they getting? A casual queen or still a principal mode?
How do you look at me in the campus? Tell me, please.
Casual,
you'll see the same Bhuvaneshwari everywhere. Casual.
So let's move on to our next segment, which is known as Get Real segment. So here we dive into your personal life a bit to get to know you personally.
Be mindful about your questions.
Yeah, we have to. So what inspired you to become a principal?
That was never my dream. What really inspired me to become a principal? Nothing really inspired me to become a principal. I got inspired after becoming a principal, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. It just happened. One thing that I've learned in my life is, you know, my father always used to take, when you have an opportunity, don't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into this chair in 2010.
Wow.
It's been a very long journey, but every year has inspired me to become better. You know, this post has made me feel that yes, school is the sector where you can bring in that change. Yeah.
Okay. What's one moment from your student life that changed your life?
Never give up. That was something that my teacher used to always, you know, tell. I don't know whether I can name my commerce sir, Mr. Kumar. You know, he'll always say, never give up. Mm-hmm. Give it a shot. And push your benchmark. If you think you've reached somewhere, don't be happy about it.
Yeah.
Scale up. Mm-hmm. So I think that has sunk in very deep. Credit goes to my school. Master.
And I think that's very important for like every student these days.
Yeah. No, at one point we should never feel, I've achieved this. Yeah. But I'm done. Let me relax. Yeah. If you've achieved something, step up.
Yeah.
So I think that is something that I learned in my school.
Yeah.
Key is consistency.
Yeah, consistency is
and
very
perseverance. Important.
True. Yeah. How do you handle days when you feel like giving up?
I talk to myself a lot. You know, when I feel I'm done, things are not working the way I really wish to, or I'm really broken, I reflect a lot. I sit alone in solitude and talk to myself. That really works for me. But I don't give up easily. And another thing, you know, when I feel something is not going to work, not worthy putting that effort, I don't waste my energy and time in that.
Yeah.
I just drop it. I don't have that ego of what will people think if I don't do this. No, I don't do that. If you think I failed, that's your thought about it. I'm not bothered. If me giving up on that is going to be, you know, productive, I'm okay to give up and look as a failure to the others. I don't mind.
Have you ever had a student say something that really touched you?
Oh my God. That's a long list. That's what, you know, I became a teacher in 2001.
Wow.
So when I, still my children connect with me and, you know, call me to ask, ma'am, I'm on the crossroad. Can you help me? Ma'am, I don't know how to take a call on this. Can you please help me? And when they say, ma'am, I am what I am, it's because of you. Maybe that is not the truth. I don't know. But all that really. And when they come with their family, with their little ones, they barge in from somewhere when you go out and say, ma'am, I'm your student. Half the time, at times, you know, I might not remember the name. They know pretty well I'm bad with names. So they will introduce, I know you will not remember my name, ma'am. This is my name. But all that gives you a very good feel, you know, of, yeah. So people remember you for good things. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I must be very proud. A moment for you.
Happy.
Yeah. What's the biggest lesson that life has taught you outside of the classroom?
Outside, change alone is permanent. I know we always look at the life and say, we work very hard to achieve something. By the time you reach there, it's already outdated. That's life. Change alone is permanent. And another beautiful thing that I've learned in my life, nobody is bad. Nothing is bad and useless in God's creation. It's how we make use of it, or how, what environment we create for children also to how do we nurture them? And no human, how can human being or anything be bad in creation of God? I don't believe in that. So these two things, I strongly believe. Nobody is bad. Change alone is permanent.
Can you explain that nobody is bad from a teenager's perspective?
Okay, fine. For example, I look at somebody, or there's a child with a lot of tags saying, this child is adamant, notorious, and this and that. If you're really not doing the homework, or, you know, not respectful, if you really get deeper and see, the child is not at fault. Mm-hmm. It is the environment that we create.
Yeah.
Who creates? We create.
Yeah.
So the same child can become the best child if we give the right environment and teach the child nothing is permanent, change alone is permanent. So you can evolve. Mm-hmm. I've seen this in my life. I've seen so many children whom either the family or the society would have given up. But the moment you connect with them and tell them, no, I'm not giving up, I still trust you, they bounce back beautifully. I have many children in my life who have become successful because of this trust that we have in them.
So who was that person in your
many,
life?
Many, many, many. I can't name them, right? End of the day, they're all my children. I can't do that. Many of them, many of them. If they are listening, they will connect to it and they'll smile at themselves.
Yeah, sure. Okay. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
What advice?
Yeah.
I don't believe in advice at all. That's number one. But if you still insist on me answering that question, I would say, teenagers, don't think you know everything.
Yeah.
And don't think this part of this stage in your life is permanent. It's not, change alone is permanent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And never go by others' opinion on you.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. It's not easy because you're not only fighting with the societal pressure, you're also fighting with the hormonal changes that is happening inside you. So the best thing that you can do is stay calm, stay connected with somebody who is really caring about you, either your parents or somebody at school. And what to say, believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Never give up. That's what my teacher told me when I was in my teenage, right?
Yeah.
Never give up. So I think that's the key. Believe in yourself, never give up.
The next segment is, which is our third segment, which is known as the student perspective. So once we dive into the question, we'll understand what the segment is.
Got you.
Okay. So what's the proudest moment your proudest moment in the school so far?
In the school?
Yeah.
Many, but to just name one, I'm new to this place.
Yeah.
Still settling and, you know, getting to know all of you.
How long has it been since you're here?
May 9th. I joined on the 9th of May. So I think I'm going to
It's gonna be
complete 1 year very soon. Yeah. Wow, that's good to be celebrated then.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a holiday that day.
I didn't hear you. then actually you should say, ma'am, can we stay the whole day and celebrate?
We can that's a good option too.
Okay, fine. Anyway, what is the proudest? See, when the parents come and meet, you know, they just, even outside when I go, when they come to me and say, you are the new principal, how are you? They introduce themselves and they say, we see good change in the school. That makes me feel very happy. You know, a very short time, but yes, we are able to bring in the change. And good thing about here, they're quite open. They say, ma'am, this has changed a lot. This is coming up well. So we wish to work with you. We are here to support you. When all those words come, I really feel, I won't say proud, I'm happy. The moment you start feeling proud of something, your ego gets bloated.
Yeah.
So I don't let that happen. It's always good to be grounded. Yeah. Handle both your plus and minus, happiness and sorrow, balance it. So I'm not very proud, so I'm rephrasing your question. happy moment is that, you know, when from nowhere people come, parents come and say, you are the new principal, you're doing well, my child has spoken about you, they know, all that makes me feel very happy and good.
So in your perspective, like, what do you feel like a dream school should look like?
Dream school, no uniform.
Wow.
No books. You learn at your own pace. And you get the choice of choosing the subjects based on your aptitude and ability. And you have the liberty to change the subject and you know what level you learn. I think a school is not a, shouldn't be a place where only teaching and learning transaction happens. My dream school will be a place where children will be happy to be. They will evolve into a better human being and get transformed to become the agent of change in the society. So for that, conditioning mind to the book alone will not work. Children should be taught to explore beyond book and become self-learners. That's my dream school.
How do you plan to make this school a part of your dream school?
Maybe 60% of that is possible, even if we are in a structured environment. See, when we inspire all of you to learn for your happiness, won't it work? Now what are we? What are we driving you? We are saying, study, complete this, get ready for your examination. So I think we are slowly drifting from that. We are consciously drifting. Do you see any change from what we were last year to now? Are we not giving you a little space?
Yeah, I think we have a little space. We get like self-learning opportunities. And I think that's like more helpful.
Yes.
It gives a more impact. We're getting real life learnings. You know? And I feel like that is like way more helpful than those textbook lessons.
Yes. So the shift is happening.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like we're slowly.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
Consistency matters. It's not, it should be a very organic shift.
Yeah.
If it is too sudden, longevity will become a challenge.
Yeah.
So it should get into the school culture. It should get into everybody in the campus so that we empower children to become self-learners and lifelong learners.
Yeah.
It can't happen overnight. But when you can see this in few months, I think it is possible.
Yeah, we'll make it possible, Nisha.
That's brilliant. Yes, we will make it possible.
Yeah.
Good.
What's the biggest difference that you see between the student you were versus the students now?
The distractors are many now. That's the greatest challenge. The attention span that you girls or the students have now is very less. Data is everywhere. You don't need a teacher to teach anything anymore when it comes to the content. You can Google, you can surf, you can get it done. So that was not the case when we were in school, right? We were completely dependent on the human being who was instructing us. So now the situation is very different. So teachers cannot be, shouldn't be a teacher anymore. A teacher should be a facilitator who will be there to scaffold you. The sense, that's what how I said, you know, you have to learn by yourself. Come on, go get, explore, like how we do in our business studies class. You explore, right? I hardly teach. So you explore, you come back, we discuss. So what happens when you do that?
We get extra information. We get real life examples.
And learning is yours. And that wouldn't have happened at all way back in 90s when I was in school. Because we never had any scope for that. Now you have the world in your hand, the internet, right? So that mind shift should happen even with the teachers, amongst the teachers. It can't be the way we learned. You know, how our teachers were. It can't be, children cannot learn the way we learned. So yeah, we should also be mindful about that. And mind shift is what we really need to focus on. We will do it.
So people, we have moved to the last segment of this podcast, which is known as the powerful closers. So what legacy do you want to leave behind as a principal?
This is a surprise.
No, you have another surprise in the end.
Okay, what legacy do you want to leave as a principal? Principal is not a person who should be confined to one space in the school. Principal, the meaning of the word Paul is friend. Okay? So how should a principal be? A principal should be a person who should be very approachable, who should be the most well connected with the children and the stakeholders. Only when you feel that you can trust me, I'm your friend, you're going to come to me, right? So that is a legacy I would like to leave. Children should never fear principal. Children should feel, okay, this lady or the man who's seated there is a most trusted person for me, and he or she can be my best friend. I think that is one kind of principal I had in my school, in my school days. Revati ma'am, I would like to name her here. She's still alive, still a very, well-wisher. She was my role model. Though she was a terror for at one segment of for the teachers, when it comes to children, she was very friendly. I think that helped us to stay connected. So my that is a legacy that I would like to leave.
And how do you, how successful do you think have you been in that so far?
You should tell me, right?
Now, how do you feel?
Children do smile at me and they come to me, so I'm successful. They're not running away from me, right? So if they were really scared and if they had not trusted me, I don't think we'll be doing this today. So I'm quite successful. I'm happy about it.
If this podcast was played 20 years from now, what would your future, what would you want your future students to hear?
Takeaway from this podcast? Never give up. Change alone is permanent. That's it. These two. More than enough, right? See, if you have these two in your life, never give up and change alone is permanent, any situation in your life, you can win it. I won't say face it. You'll win it.
So, one message to every student who feel like they don't fit in.
The real challenge is, you know, we are trying to fit in all the children to one size. So that's unfair. So in our school, we are trying to redefine it. So this year, that is also again a key thing that we have taken up. So we're not going to try to fit in all the children into one size. And that's not possible also. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Each child has their own capability.
Yeah.
There is, as I said, no child is bad.
Yeah.
They all are born with some capacity, some capability. It is our duty to identify the right fit. Yeah, I hope I answered.
Yeah. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Behind the Desk, a conversation with Principal. Huge thanks to our principal, Mrs. Bhuvaneshwari Subramaniam, for joining us and sharing some real talk.
Thank you, Ms. Huda, for having me here. I wish you, success in this new endeavor. I'm confident that your team of girls that you have, your friends, will use this platform wisely to create awareness, to showcase the talent of the school, and also give opportunity to children to express. Yeah? All the best.
Thank you, ma'am. Don't forget, this podcast is all about you, the students, the stories, the spirit. So keep tuning in, keep showing up, and who knows, you might just be our next guest. Until next time, I'm Huda Siddiq, and this has been Behind the Desk, a conversation with Principal, where school's always in session, but way more fun. Class dismissed, but keep schooling the system. Catch you later. In the end, I would love to give a big shout out to people behind the screen. Miss Nada from 11B1, Miss Yusra from 11A1, and our host for today's episode, Miss Huda Siddiq from 11B1. Signing off.